U.S. forces in Iraq today pushed on with their offensive in Fallujah. They're hoping to put down the insurgency base there within the next few days. But since the offensive began, violence has been flaring elsewhere in Iraq. The U.S. has diverted an infantry battalion from Fallujah to Mosul, where groups of rebels were setting up checkpoints and patrolling streets. NPR's Philip Reeves is following developments from Baghdad. First, Phil, how is the Fallujah campaign going?
Well, throughout this process, U.S. military strategy has been to try to squeeze the insurgents into an increasingly small area in Fallujah. And they're now reportedly concentrating their attacks on the Shohada area, where the insurgents are bottled up. A senior U.S. military officer is quoted as saying it'll take another 3 days to finally cleanse the area of insurgents. However, there are snipers active in the area, and they have in the last few days been giving considerable problems to the U.S. military. The number of wounded from Fallujah is figured to be in around the area of 200 so far, which suggests that there is some resistance being put up by the insurgents.
We're reading reports about insurgents dressed in Iraqi National Guard uniforms, the group that's supposed to be helping the U.S. Do you know what's happening there?
We don't know exactly what's happening there, but we do know that in other areas the Iraqi security forces have switched sides. Indeed, in Mosul, where there's been considerable trouble over the last few days, a senior Iraqi has been talking about the betrayal of the police, who more or less abandoned their posts, or the majority of them did, after trouble erupted there. And we've also seen uniforms that have been acquired by the insurgents, National Guard uniforms, shown on a propaganda video in which they showed a group of men with their backs to the camera wearing such uniforms as a means of trying to rally support by showing them off as captives.
Are people switching sides believed to be the basis for the violence in Mosul, or is there something else happening there?
In Mosul, there has been for the last several days some really very serious violence in parts of the city. Insurgents today in the south and the west of Mosul have been on the streets, and they're reportedly holding police stations and roadblocks. Some residents are saying that they are now seeing U.S. troops who've been deployed to the area in considerable numbers. A battalion of U.S. troops plus a similar number of Iraqi troops have been deployed there. They're saying that they are seeing them on the streets now. Others are saying that they see only insurgents on the streets. It's clear, though, that the situation is tense and in flux. The U.S. military is saying that there is no widespread fighting and that the situation is developing but fully manageable. During Wednesday and Thursday, there were attacks on police stations in Mosul in which thousands of police essentially abandoned their posts. Five Iraqi National Guardsmen have been killed in the last few days, and the chief of police has been sacked. A senior policeman there has been assassinated, so it's clearly a serious situation.
In Fallujah, an Iraqi official reported today that 1,000 insurgents had been killed. How do they know this number?
Well, it's doubtful whether they know the figure exactly, and it is different from the figure that's been bandied about by the U.S. military, which has been closer to 600 so far. One must note that in every war, both sides always claim to be inflicting lots of casualties on the other. That's part of the business of war. The U.S. military has in the past said that it counts the casualties that it's inflicting on the insurgents that it's attacking, but there have also been in the past doubts over the accuracy of those counts. In this kind of terrain, this close urban terrain, it is difficult to see how they can keep an accurate tally.
And what is known about any civilian casualties in Fallujah?
We don't know how many civilian casualties there are in Fallujah. We don't indeed know how many civilians there are in the city still. It is known, though, that some civilian casualties have turned up in hospitals in Baghdad, and there's been concern expressed by aid organizations. The Iraqi Red Crescent has talked about the situation in Fallujah as catastrophic.
NPR's Philip Reeves in Baghdad, thanks so much.
You're welcome.